This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are about 5 million people in California who don't have health insurance. You'd think they'd be counting down the days until Obamacare goes fully into effect, especially the part about health insurance exchanges where the uninsured could go to buy themselves some coverage. But poll after poll out here shows most people know little about Obamacare in general and the exchanges in particular, and those that do know don't understand them. That's a lot of ground to cover, so California is banking on a big marketing blitz. From KQED in San Francisco, Arthi Shahani has more.
It's 7:30 in the morning at the Lifelong Clinic in West Berkeley. A construction crew is banging on some walls when Layla Herbert Gray walks in with her mom.
My ear hurts.
When did it start hurting?
5 days ago.
The six-year-old buries her head into her mom, Tanisha Herbert's sweater.
I've been trying to give her Tylenol to, you know, numb the pain some, but it's not working.
Does she have health care coverage?
No, I had health care coverage through my job, but I got rid of it because it's so high. So hopefully she can be seen today. That's what's been taking so long.
What's been taking so long?
Well, as far as me getting her an appointment, because I don't have the insurance to cover it.
When health reform kicks in, Herbert may be eligible for tax breaks that make it easier to afford insurance, something she didn't know until just now.
We are targeting about 5.3 million Californians. That's who our marketing efforts are targeted to.
Peter Lee is the director of Covered California, the state's health insurance exchange.
The marketing campaign is going to be well over $150 million. It's a big spend, but we are a very big state.
It's actually a much bigger spend. About $150 million is just for TV ads and traditional media buys. Covered California is putting another $150 million or so into social media, data mining, and boots-on-the-ground outreach.
It's the biggest change since Medicare.
And it's a huge challenge. According to a recent poll, 90% of Americans don't know the new insurance exchanges will open this fall. About 1 million of those eligible in California don't speak English well. So some call centers will need to handle a dozen languages, from Armenian to Tagalog. Another challenge, most of the uninsured are healthy. They don't need a doctor this minute. Obamacare needs them to subsidize the cost of covering the sick.
When we open our doors, that woman with breast cancer who's been denied coverage, she's going to find us. She's going to get in the door.
But that healthy woman who doesn't make a lot of money, she won't jump at the chance to pay for coverage. Covered California is getting help from the state's largest health foundation. The California Endowment is putting more than $200 million into the pot. Vice President Danielle Zingali says the government can't do it alone.
There's still a lot of confusion. Even people who say they think it's probably a good thing are surprised when they find out they may be eligible.
Does that mean everyone?
Does everyone include me?
Us too?
About 3 or 4 million immigrants, most with legal status, some without, are not eligible. The endowment created this video urging the state to change that by keeping county-run programs open and expanding Medicaid on the government's dime. Zingali says it makes sense to have as many options as possible for uninsured families, like Tanisha Herbert and her daughter Layla. Back at the Lifelong Clinic, intake worker Cynthia Gonzalez helps Herbert apply for Medicaid.
So go ahead and print her name and then sign. If it's not approved, then that means that you will be stuck with the bill.
I'm liable for the charges, yes. Mm-hmm.
Today, Herbert decides not to worry about it. Her daughter needs a doctor. In San Francisco, I'm Arthi Shahani for Marketplace.